Let's get out of here.
For Lea Du, oh my goodness, this trailer, literal goosebumps as soon as it ended. And while I was watching it, just couldn't think of anything, but I need this movie now. So Joaquin Phoenix and Todd Phillips returned for a sequel to The Joker, which was the movie they brought out in 2019, which went on to make $1 billion on its way to become the highest rated R movie. Of course, without a doubt, a sequel was on the way, and now it's been 5 years since the release of Joker, and here we have our first official trailer for this movie, which has just added Gaga to the lineup as well. So before we get any further into the footage shown and what Todd Phillips had to say about everything, go ahead and hit the subscribe button. We're going to have theories and reactions all this week for CinemaCon, including some theories about what Joker 2 could possibly be about from the trailer, but we're going to break down the trailer here. And also, we are about to hit 30K, so less than 2,000. Really would appreciate anybody subscribing, and also check out our short horror we're funding on Seed and Spark. But let's get into the trailer right now. So Joaquin came out and said that they were actually planning a sequel while they were filming the first Joker, saying, "When we were making the first movie, Joaquin and I always talked about making a sequel, really because we were having a great time, but we were never really serious. Then when Joker became a huge success, we talked about it during the pandemic and decided to do it and had a blast doing it. We cast Gaga because she was magic. I was a producer on A Star Is Born, and that was where I was like, she has magic in her. I've never talked about it as a musical, but it's a movie where music is essential. The first way I described Arthur was a weird and aloof and distant, but he has music in him. He has grace to him that informed him a lot in the first film. It didn't seem like that big of a step what we did here." So pretty much what we've seen here already from this trailer, let's just get started from the beginning, right? So went ahead, got all the pictures ready to talk about it. We don't know if we're going to use some video on this because Warner Brothers likes to be weird with videos. We might just have pictures on here, please, y'all. But we are excited. So pretty much what we see here as we start off is Arthur, what seems to be where we left him, which is Arkham Asylum. And he is being walked out of his cell here. And we notice that he catches the eye of somebody, which is Harley Quinzel here, played by Lady Gaga, who seems to be as well in the asylum with Arthur. Not entirely sure what the reason for their whole thing being in here is, but we get some pretty cool shots and some musical shots, as you can see here, where this might be a number of sorts. We see Harley as well on the steps that are now so infamous with the Joker. We see Harley and the Joker interacting a little bit more. We see some of these also shots that I think are going to be more visions for them than anything. I don't think these are set in reality. I think this movie is going to blur reality and what's going on in their head a lot, and I think that's going to set up this movie to be very excellent with these amazing pieces that we'll get to in a bit. And it looks like Arthur might just have some singing chops in them as well, as you can see. They're going to plan this escape, it looks like, from Arkham Asylum. And I was honestly surprised they're making the story a little bit different, and surprised in a good way, because I think that if they tried to go the Doctor route of the original Harley, maybe it would have been a little bit too redundant. So I like this whole aspect that maybe Harley is a patient themselves. We see some amazing set pieces that gives us those musical vibes. And, you know, these two photos, this could actually be the reality right here, and this one could be the fiction in their head that they're thinking as they're doing all of this. And that gets me excited. Like I said, this juxtaposition between what is real with this gritty real world they're in and this much more elegant and extravagant theatrical world in their head, it could definitely add a lot of layers to this movie. This is an interesting shot right here. We've seen this already from behind the scenes that were shown a couple of months, years ago, where we see Arthur being chased down by another character dressed up as Arthur. And I think this is more of the rabid fan base that Arthur has built up from the first Joker film, where we saw at the end that he was pretty much seen as this martyr and this hero to a lot of people. So at first, when I heard about this shot, I really thought it was something in Arthur's head. The more I look at this, I don't think the ones that are chasing Arthur in his head, I think these are real people that are obsessed with Arthur. I also like this television show of sorts that's here. Definitely not real in my opinion, and I would definitely be surprised if there is an aspect where Joker and Harley are taken seriously by all these people. I think that this is a position where they may have sort of hijacked this club and are now performing at it. It doesn't maybe look this elegant, but in their heads, it does. So this is honestly where things start to get iffy for me of what exactly is going on, because we see now that there are these people with these signs talking about freeing Joker, and other people talking about Arthur killed, others saying guilty as charged. So there's this whole like division on the Joker and how people feel about the Joker. But we see Harley that is free right now going up the steps. There seems to be some court proceedings happening here, and I'm curious to see how Harley was able to get free and then the Joker got back in. because it looks like in this other clip that maybe this is when they catch the Joker again after Joker initially escaped. We see more shots of Harley and Joker together. We do see here, however, that Arthur is free at some point as well, as we see that newspaper right there that says free on all charges. So I'm very curious to see what exactly was the technicality that gets Arthur free from everything that just happened, considering the fact that Arthur did commit all those crimes and everybody saw it on TV. How exactly would they be free like this, right? So I thought that that was interesting right there as well to see. And it looks like all of this is just going to cause some mayhem as we see Arthur there as well. Some more shots that I think are more in their head, the theatrical aspects of it. And I want to break all of these down as well, because these are taken from a lot of inspiration and theater music and all of that. This is more in tune with what I think is actually going on in the club where they were before. I think this is Arthur's reality that is happening. And as I said, this right here is another thing in their head, not exactly what's reality as well, as we see the world is a lot grittier, a lot darker. And I'm curious to see also what is going on here with Arthur being interviewed and people not really vibing with it as well. As I said, I think the town is going to be divided, and I'm curious to see how they represent that. This is a shot call back to the first Joker when we see Arthur putting on the makeup, and now we see Lady Gaga's character of Harley Quinn putting on the makeup. This little teaser right here was just enough today to get me hyped as well, seeing Arthur in the rain and just screaming. The true club scene, this is right here, but it also looks like they're shooting something as well, as you can see the cameras right there. So I don't know if this is the Harley Quinn and Joker show where they hijack some show at the club and that was what they were imagining, but this is the reality of that. But we do see that Joker pretty much gets beat right here. We also see this shot right here where Harley seems to be the one with the upper hand. As you can see, she's holding the gun and there is somebody behind her that seems to have just gotten shot. So things are going to get pretty dark fast, it seems, as she is putting this blood on herself as well. More of the Joker performing. Like I said, we don't know what's reality, what's real, what's in their head. This final shot right here where Harley puts on the makeup on the glass and we see the Joker put his like mouth right on it, and just that Joker smile right there. Insane trailer, honestly. And I'm excited for it. Like I said, I really like this whole thing where they're blending reality and fiction. They did it a little bit in the first Joker with Zazie Beetz's character, who apparently is coming back as well. So I'm very curious to see how that's going to be. I really feel there's going to be some court proceeding in this film, because a lot of what we see in this trailer is a lot of those court scenes outside, as well as with Harley visiting the Joker. So that initial escape for Harley as well is what kind of making me wonder, how are they even free, right? Are they even in there for the same things as the Joker, or are they kind of like not as bad as the Joker? Maybe they're there just for minor things and that's how they're able to just get out. That could definitely be a possibility, and maybe they're just doing the bidding of the Joker while he's in there and they have these moments when she visits him. I'm curious, like, really, let me know what you think about it. Like I said, Todd Phillips and Joaquin Phoenix, I think, have hit lightning once again, as they did with the original Joker in 2019, and I'm just so ready to sit down and watch this one. So many callbacks to so many musicals and all of this in the trailer, breaking it down and theories, all of that will be tomorrow, so stay tuned for that. This was just my breakdown, my thoughts on it. We're going to talk more CinemaCon, more of the trailers that were shown and footage as well. There was a ton of things, Mickey 17 and all of that, so stay tuned for that. Make sure you subscribe to the channel. We're on 30k run right now, so less than 2k to get to that, so super excited about that. Also, we are funding our horror short film, so go check it out in the seed and spark down below. But as always, that's going to do it for us. I'll see all of you next time. Stay safe, stay positive.